真实的在以色列中做王。
Last time we saw how Saul truly became in Israel.
就今天晚上我们从十三章的语言
，and tonight from chapter 13,
我们要看见扫罗他究竟是怎样做王。
You can see how Saul is like being a king.
扫罗做王做了两年。
Saul was king for 2 years.
那么两年以后，他就在以色列中做了一件事。
And in these 2 years, Saul did a thing in Israel.
从前以色列没有常备军的。
Before Israel did not have an army
before Saul became king.
Israel did not have a long-standing army.
以色列人打仗的时候，总是发生事情，他们就吹角。
When Israelites they are in trouble, they would sound the horn.
那然后他们就给招聚。
And they would gather together.
然后他们就编组成军队。
And then they become the troops.
那么当扫罗做王做了两年
and when Saul was king for 2 years,
我们就看见他设立了常备军了
and we saw that he
established
the army or the troops.
那这样的一个安排这样的安排
and this kind of arrangement
本来是没有什么不对的
originally did not have any mistake
因为一个国家那必须有正规的军队
because the country must have a regular army
没有正规的军队那反打是说不过去
without a legitimate army there would be no way to go
但是扫罗设立了正规军
But when Saul established the troops
他目的是在什么地方
What was his motive
那这个就我们就要留意了
And we must pay attention to this
如果是为了保卫国家
If it's for the protection of the country
那他这样的一支正规军没有派得上用场
And his troops would not haveUsefulness.
因为那个军队的数量不大
because the number of the troops is not big
总共也不过是3000人
and total was only 3,000
我们看看上一次他跟那个亚门人打仗的时候
and last time I saw when the battle with the Ammonites
那以色列的军队有多少
how many were in the troops of Israelites
总数是33万人
There were 33,000
现在只有3000人
But now only 3,000
那所以这个军队明显你看到并不是为了保卫国土的
And so clearly you see that the number of troops here is clearly not there to protect the country
那既然不是为了保卫国土
If it's not for protection of the country
那建立这一批的军队做什么
What's the reason behind gaining these 3,000 men?
那我们先来看看他怎么安排。
First, let us see how he arranged it.
那他做王两年的时候
And when he was king for 2 years,
就从以色列中拣选了3000人
He chose for himself 3,000 men from Israel.
2000是跟随扫罗。
2000 followed Saul.
在密莫和伯特利山
in Michmash and the hill country of
1000跟随约拿丹在便雅悯的基比亚
1000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah of Benjamin.
其余的人扫罗都打发过回各家去了
and he sent away the rest of the people to his tent.
那弟兄们看看这件事
and brothers, when you see this thing,
军队是设立了
The army was established.
但是不是为了保卫国土
but not to protect the land.
也不是为了维持治安
and not to protect for the safety of the people.
乃是为着彰显一个做王的人的威势。
But in order to manifest the valor of the person who's the king.
那这样我们可以说。
And here we could say,
这一支军队倒不如称他为御林军就好了。御林军。
And these people are just like the king's guard.
那就是这样。
And it's like that.
跟随扫罗。
They follow Saul.
跟随王太子。
They follow the prince.
那这不是御林军是什么？
Isn't it the king's guard?
那从这样的一个安排，我们看到
from this arrangement, we could see
我们有理由相信
we have reason to believe
在扫罗开始做王那两年以内
in the 2 years that Saul began to be king
他确实为以色列人做了一些好事
and he did do some good for Israelites
那我们怎么看到呢？
And from where can we see that?
这里有没有记录？
And here did not record it.
那我们怎么能看到呢？
And so how can we see?
我们从撒母耳记下第一章，大卫哀哭扫罗的那一首歌里面，我们就看到。
From 2 Samuel in the song when David wept for Saul, we could see.
他曾经叫以色列的妇女有满足的生活
and once Saul gave a very satisfying life to the women of Israel
啊，有喜乐的环境
a very joyous environment
但虽然这样的时间不长
even though the time was short
啊，不过我们感谢主以后我们读到那里的时候我们再说神还纪念扫罗为他的百姓所做的那么一点点
When we get to there, we'll study it further. But we know that God remembers the little that Saul has done for the people of God.
虽然是一点点
even though it's just a little bit,
但是还是为了神的百姓做的，神就纪念。
But if it's done for the people of God, then it's been remembered.
但是不到两年
but not, not more than 2 years,
扫罗里头就变了。
Saul's heart changed.
他变成一个什么的样子呢
and how was he changed to
他开始留意自己的那个身世了
and he became to the point that he noticed his own welfare
他开始留意自己的排场了
and he started to look at his own rank class status
那所以他就设立了这一批御林军
so therefore he established the troops for himself
因着这一点我们要回头看扫罗的源头
because of this we must go back to look at Saul's origin
扫罗做王不错
Saul was king that was right
他怎么做王呢
and how did he become king
不是出于神
not by God
乃是出于人
but by man
虽然不是出于扫罗自己
even though it's not by Saul himself
但是还是出于人
but it's by people
那既然是出于人
so if it's by people
那人的那一个特性就在这个人这个扫罗的身上要出现
the characteristic of man appears in Saul
虽然有一段时间好像隐藏得很好
Even though there's a period of time when it was seen to hiding well.
但是慢慢慢慢的
But slowly,
人给他的一些恭维
man gave him merit compliment.
人给他的一些拥戴
and man was, gave him adoration.
那他里面就慢慢就发生变化了
and he became have a different he changed in a different person
起初他觉得我怎么会做完
the beginning he was humble to say that He felt worthy to be king.
现在他就觉得我真是配做王了。
But now he felt that he is worthy to be a king.
既然我配做王，
since I'm worthy to be a king,
那怎么能表现这个王的身世呢？
And how can I manifest the identity of the king?
那他就想到建立御林军了。
And he thought about the army.
那透过他这样的一个安排，
And through this arrangement,
我们看到一个问题来了。
We saw a problem.
什么问题呢？
What's the problem?
人的肉体开始活动。
Man's flesh began to work.
那人的肉体一活动，
When man's flesh began to move,
一定是带出相同的现象。
And he'll bring out the same result or impression or condition of the lung,
一定带着一种相同的那个现象。
A very similar phenomenon.
是什么呢？
And what is that?
显露自己。
To manifest man's self.
看重自己。
To look importantly on oneself.
高举自己，高抬自己。
To exalt oneself.
肉体的活动一出现，
When the movement of the flesh appears,
那这些现象就出现。
And this phenomenon appears.
起初这个现象也许没有那么显著。
At the beginning, this phenomenon was not that obvious.
但是慢慢的，那个情形就越来越明显，越来越明显。
But slowly became more apparent.
那现在我们就看，
And here we could see,
军队建立，
the troops was established.
但是不是为了打仗，乃是为了跟随人。
Not to go to battle, but to follow men.
整个以色列只有三千军队的兵力。
In the whole of Israel, there were only 3,000 men of war.
但是你看，
but you could see,
扫罗凭着这三千军队。他准备做什么？
Through these 3,000 men, what was he about to do?
他要去攻打非利士人。
He was to fight the Philistines.
那弟兄姊妹，我们注意啊，十三章里面所说，以色列人跟非利士人打这一场仗啊，不是非利士人先开第一枪的。
The battle between the Philistines and Israelites is not the Philistines who began the battle.
引起这一场战争的是扫罗。
And Saul was the one who instituted this battle.
他要去对付非利士人。
He wants to deal with the Philistines.
就说你注意，要是要对付非利士人的话，你怎么能把那些出来参加作战的人打发回家？
But this is, if you were to deal with the Philistines, how can you send the people there back home?
你不抓紧的训练他们已经是不对。
If you don't try to train up the troops, that's already incorrect.
还要把他们打发回家。
And he even sent some of them home.
哪里有人这样准备战争的？
And where is that a person like that who prepare like this for battle?
那用人的话来说，
And using man's words,
一面在裁军。
And on one hand, he's
减少军队，
he's choosing up for himself the men.
一面又准备打仗。
And they were prepared to go to war.
这个连常理都说不过来。
And even common sense cannot go through.
但是扫罗就是做这样的事。
But Saul did something like that.
他为什么会做这样的事？
Why did he do it?
我们实在没有办法能了解。
We cannot understand it.
怎么他会这样想的？
Why did he think like that?
唯一可能的原因就是，
The only reason.
也许他纪念两年前他打败亚门人的那一次的经历。
He remembered the experience when he defeated Ammonites about 2 years ago.
哎呀，那是我们可得胜的厉害。
And that time they defeated them with might.
那现在我们还是照样的能得胜。
And now we can become victory once again.
但是很可惜。
but sadly,
那一次的得胜
the victory last time,
从眼见的环境来说，有撒母耳在那里为以色列人仰望神。
From the environmental standpoint, we have Samuel there who looked upon the Lord
for the people.
从看不见的那个事情来说
and from a hidden perspective,
神在他们中间
God was in the midst.
那现在扫罗
Now Saul
两样都没有
He did not have either one.
虽然撒母耳还没有死
Even though Samuel has not died yet,
但是他没有想到撒母耳
but he did not think about Samuel.
他自己不会祷告，他没有想到有人能站在以色列的地位上来祷告。
He cannot pray, but he did not think that someone should stand there for Israel to pray to God.
他就没有想到。神会在他们中间
He did not think about God being in the midst
他只是觉得我们有三千人
And he only saw that they had 3,000 men
还有一个扫罗
And they had Saul
而这一个扫罗就抵上十万大军
And the Saul has 10,000
equal to
Saul himself equals to 10,000 troops.
那有这样的阵容
with this kind of a front,
把非利士人算的是什么？
It's a small thing to fight the Philistines.
非常可能，当时扫罗的想法就是这样。
Very likely at that time Saul thought like that.
虽然我们没有根据说这一定是如此，
even though we didn't have the basis to say this.
但是我们看当时的情形，他除了是这样想以外，都不会，没有人会做这样愚昧的事情。
And from that perspective, at that time, that was the only reason that I believe that he did that.
那为什么他会这样想
？And why did he think like that?
用什么？这就是肉体活动的结果。
This is the movement of the flesh.
肉体一活动，就叫人只看见自己。
When the flesh moves.It lets people only see themselves.
看见自己有本领
And man sees that he has power.
看见自己很重要
And he sees highly upon himself.
看见自己没有一件事情不能成功做成功
He sees that there's nothing that he cannot do.
只有这样他才会做这样愚昧的事情
Only then can he do, he do such foolish things.
但是肉体是经不起考验的
But the flesh cannot stand up to trials.
那当扫罗要去攻击非利士人的时候
，When Saul was to attack the Philistines,
非利士人的情报也知道了。
The Philistines had the news already.
那所以非利士人就集结在利莫。
And so the Philistines were quick to.They gather themselves at Michmash.
那密莫是什么地方呢
？And what's Michmash?
密莫就是扫罗带着那两千人常驻之地。
And Michmash was the place where Saul was dwelling with the 2,000 men.
一下子非利士人就集结了好大的军力。
And a twinkle in time, the Philistines gathered together a very big force.
你看看非利士人来了多少
How many of them came?
第五节
verse 5
三万两车
30,000 chariots
六千马兵
6,000 horsemen
步兵像海边的沙那样多
People like the sand on the seashore
用什么你看到这个光景
Versus look at the situation.
一下就把扫罗跟以色列人杀坏了。
And just in a moment of time, they scared Saul and his people.
有一个理由，可能
会是事实的。
There might be a fact here.
以前非利士人来骚扰以色列。
In the past, when the Philistines came to oppress the Israelites,
都不是大部队出来。
And they did not bring a lot of people.
都是小部队出来的。
They just brought a small number of troops.
因为我们知道非利士人有很多个族。
And we know that the Philistines have a lot of groups.
他们有些骚扰以色列的是当中的一个族出来。
A tribe from a Philistine might be used for oppressing the Israelites.
那所以在扫罗的骨髻的里头
，and so in Saul's plan
estimate,
菲
利士人大概也都是小部队。
He thought that the Philistines only had a small number of troops.
那所以，
And therefore, he wasn't afraid of them.
哪里晓得这一次以非利士人是出了大部队。
But he didn't realize that this time the Philistines would gather together such a big number of people.
这个场面就把扫罗和以色列人吓倒了。
Under this condition, this environment, it scared Saul and his people.
虽然当以扫罗出去攻打非利士人的时候他也曾吹角来招聚以色列。
When Saul went to fight with the Philistines, he gathered the people and they sound the horn.
但是好像并没有能把以色列做一个很大的招聚。
But it appeared did not cause a great rising of Israelites.
那现在呢？非利士人已经来到前面了。
Now Philistines are at the front already.
扫罗在密末，非利士人也就来到密末。
And Saul was at Michmash, and Philistines came to Michmash.
安营在哪里
？And they camped there.
那么，扫罗跟以色列的百姓一看敌人的那一种威势啊。
When Saul and Israelites saw the greatness of the number of people who were coming against them,
他们就害怕起来。
They became scared.
他们都不敢出来了。
And they were afraid to come out.
你看这里就说到以色列的百姓啊，看见自己危急窘迫，就藏在山洞、丛林、石穴、隐秘处和坑中。
When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were hard pressed, then they hid themselves in caves and the thickets.
都藏起来了。
They hid themselves.
本来是要去攻击人家
originally they were to attack
现在人家一出来他们就藏起来了
but when the enemy came out they hid themselves
都不敢面对那一个战场
they did not dare to face the battleground
怎么打仗
and how can they fight like that
那我们就看下去的时候
as we read on
甚至有些希伯来人
and there were some of the Hebrews
简直怕到一个地步，逃过了约旦河，到了河东地。
They were scared to the point that they crossed the Jordan into the east of Jordan.
扫罗也从密末，就是从以色列的福地，以色列的当中，退到约旦河边来。
And Saul from Michmash, which was in Israel, he went away to the Jordan.
但是非利士人就是在那里准备打仗。
But the Philistines were there preparing for the war.
那怎么办
？And what were they to do?
当以色列人危急的时候，或者说非利士人要集结起来的时候。
When the Philistines were to gather themselves up,
扫罗就想起撒母耳来了
and Saul thought about Samuel.
然后他就打发人去告诉撒母耳了
and so he sent someone to Samuel.
很可能是这样
very likely it's like
因为这个事情从开始你就没有看见撒母耳在那里做指示
because from the beginning of this event, you did not see Samuel there. In leading,
非常有可能事情危急就想到撒母耳
and so when the crisis comes, godfather of Samuel.
那这是肉体活动的又是一个现象。
And this is another movement of the flesh.
平常没有想到神。
In regular time, he did not think about God.
发生事情了才想到神。
Only when something happened that he thought about God.
那么打发人去告诉撒母耳。
And so he sent someone to Samuel.
那撒母耳就告诉他说。
And Samuel replied,
不必怕。
Do not be afraid.
你等七天嘛。
Just wait 7 days.
等七天我就来。
After 7 days, I will come.
不必怕。
Do not need to be afraid.
也许有人就会说。
Perhaps someone might say,
撒母耳，你没有看见那些非利士人啊。
Samuel, you did not see all the Philistines.
所以你说不要怕。
Therefore, you say, don't be afraid.
啊，在那里等七天啊。
And wait 7 days there.
我们在这里啊，可不是这样哦。
We are here with, we're not like that.
我们一天也耐不住啊。
We cannot even wait one more day.
那还要等七天啊。
And you tell us to wait 7 days?
哎呀，他们在那里算，好不容易才过一天。
And it was hard for them already to spend a day there.
两天、三天、四天。
Even 2, 3, or 4 days.
哎呀，还有几天好等啊。
How many more days do we need to wait?
你晓得，这样你才知道，怎么叫做百姓战战兢兢地跟着扫罗。
And here you can see what's the reason why the people of Israel were following Saul in fear and trembling.
因为要等七天。
Because they need to wait 7 days.
面对这个凶险的环境要对七天。
To face this fierce environment for 7 days.
假如撒母耳的话不准确。
If Samuel's word was not, accurate.
那个非利士人突然打过来怎么办？
And what if the Philistines suddenly they come forth?
你越想就越不对。
The more you think about it, the more it doesn't sound right.
越想就越害怕。
The more you thought about it, the more you think you get.
弟兄姊妹们，我们记得，肉体是常常自己恐吓自己的。
And brothers and sisters, remember that the flesh always, scares itself.
因为肉体看自己太重要了。
Because the flesh looks too highly upon itself.
所以必须要保护自己。
Therefore, it must protect itself.
你要保护自己，就有很多很多的分析和计算。
In order to protect itself, it must distinguish between all the things.
越分析越计算，越觉得自己站在非常不利的地位上。
And when it starts to sort out all the things, the more itself is not standing on the right position.
所以肉体就恐吓自己了。
And therefore, the flesh scares itself.
弟兄姊妹记得。
And brothers, just remember.
雅各从巴旦回来的，遇见扫罗的时候，那个扫罗的时候，他哥哥扫罗的时候，那一段过程吗？
I remember the time when Jacob came back from Paddan and met up with his brother Esau.
Esau.
他
做了一些安排。
And he arranged something for himself.
因为他听见扫罗带着400人。出来，以扫
，because they heard that Esau brought 400 men.
以扫带400人出来啊，原是为了迎接他。
Esau brought 400 men. What to greet Jacob?
这样一个伟大的迎接的场面啊，现在都不多见了。
We don't see this kind of greeting even nowadays.
你哪里看见一个国家的元首到别一个国家去访问的时候，那些仪仗兵有400人那么多的。
When you see a leader of a country going to visit a country, would you see 400 men accompanying him?
你现在以扫带着400人出来迎接他。
But now Esau brought 400 men there to greet his brother.
可是这400人来迎接你。雅各的消息听在雅各的耳朵的里边。
So when Jacob heard the news that 400 men came with Esau,
这个欢迎就成了一个对付。
And this welcome became dealing.
我哥哥带着四百人来跟我算账。
My brother brought 400 men there to deal with me.
啊，他要跟我算20年前的账。
He wants to settle an account 20 years ago.
哎呀，我哥哥到现在还恨我恨到这个程度。
And my brother still hate me to this degree.
怎么办呢？
What was I to do?
那所以他就做了一些安排了。
And therefore Jacob did some planning.
先是把他的原来的那个队伍分成两个大队。
And first he divided his group into two.
然后又把那个大队里头再分成十队。
And from that big group he separated into 10 small groups.
一队的当中还有一个相当的距离。
And each group would have certain distance between them.
雅各自己就在最后。
And Jacob was at the last group.
他说如果扫罗来击扫 来攻击我头一队，以扫队来攻击我第一队。
If Esau was to attack the first group,
我就带着第二队走，我还剩下我还有一半。
I would bring the second group to leave. I still have the rest of them for myself.
如果以扫连第二队也要追赶过来的话，
If Esau wants to pursue the second group,
我在队伍的最末后我还有足够的时间逃命。
I'm at the last of the whole group. I still have time to flee.
因为这个你看到雅各当时在那做了这样的安排以后，他是不是很安息呢？
You think that Jacob was at peace when he had this arrangement?
一点都没有安息。
He had no peace.
事实上他是不是需要这样的没有安息呢？
And is it in reality that he needs to be scared or without peace and rest?
如果他知道以扫是带着四百人来迎接他，
If he knew Esau was bringing 400 men to welcome him,
他就会骂自己说为什么呢我这样敏感。
And he would scold himself, why did I be so sensitive?
弟兄姊妹们，哪有什么办法呢？
But what else can you do?
肉体就是这样。
The flesh is like that.
你活在肉体里面就是这样。
When you're living in the flesh, you're like that.
你就是自己恐吓自己。
And you are scaring yourself.
自己为自己制造一个非常可怕的环境。
And you try to create a scary environment for yourself.
现在你看到，扫，那百姓跟随扫罗，战战兢兢的。原因就在这里。
Now the men of Israel, they follow Saul with fear and trembling.
因为扫罗是肉体，做王。
Saul is king with flesh.
百姓是跟随肉体做王的扫罗。
And the people were following Saul, who's a man of flesh.
那是肉体跟随肉体。
It's the flesh following after flesh.
那结果就是你恐吓我，我恐吓你。
The result is you scare me and I scare you.
好不容易过了七天。
It's not easy that they go through 7 days.
哎呀，这七天真难过。
The 7 days were so hard to pass.
但糟糕的事情不在这里。
But the worst thing is not here.
过了七天，到了第七天。
On the seventh day,
Samuel 没有出现。
Samuel did not appear.
Samuel 没有来。
Samuel did not come.
那怎么办？
So what were they to do?
Samuel 不来，我们就没有办法了。
If Samuel doesn't come, that's no way for us to go.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有没有想到为什么撒母耳说等七天，但是到了七天他不来？
Do you have to think why Samuel said 7 days, and after 7 days he did not appear?
我不知道当时扫罗撒母耳告诉扫罗等七天，那个七天是怎么算法。
I do not know how they counted 7 days when Samuel told Saul it's 7 days.
但是你细细去看，
But you look at it in detail，
撒母耳也没有失约啊。
And Samuel did not lose his promise.
撒母耳就是在扫罗等了他七天。
After Saul waited for Samuel for 7 days,
第七天没有看见扫撒母耳。
On the seventh day, Saul did not see Samuel.
扫罗就自己去献祭。
And Saul offered up the offering by himself.
那献祭完毕，撒母耳就到了。
And after he offered the burnt offering, Samuel.
我们这样算一算，撒母耳是不是迟到呢？
If we calculate this, would you say that Samuel was late?
可能是在七天最晚，差不多过了要过完的时候到。
Perhaps he was, he came at the end of the seventh day.
也可能是过刚过了七天他就到。
And perhaps it's after the seventh day that he came.
但是我们从上文来看。
But if you look at the content, text.
扫罗到过撒母耳所定的日期等了七天。
And Saul, by the day that Samuel told him, waited.
撒母耳定了是哪一个日期？
And what day did Samuel set?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
反正就是撒母耳叫他等七天。
We just know that Samuel asked Saul to wait 7 days.
那现在撒母耳来了。
And now Samuel came.
可能是在七天的末了。
Perhaps at the end of the seventh day.
可能是七天刚结束的时候。
Perhaps it's right after 7 days ended.
虽然这些都是可能。
Even though these are possibilities,
我们不必去管。
We do not need to take note.
但是我们要管的一件事情。
But one thing must take note.
为什么撒母耳晚来？
And why did Samuel delay in coming?
我们知道撒母耳他的道路是根据神的差遣。
We know that Samuel followed the sending by God.
他的脚步是神所决定。
His footsteps were decided by God.
如果我们看到这一点，我们就知道。
If we can see this thing, we will know.
撒母耳那么晚才来，我个人说是故意的。
Samuel came so late, and if my own interpretation is that he did it on purpose.
不是撒母耳定义要故意。
Not Samuel set his mind on doing this in purpose.
那是神让他迟延。
Because, but it's God letting him to be late.
从哪里知道呢？
And where can I say this from?
那我先说。
Firstly, I'm gonna say.
那当撒母耳没有出现的时候。
Before Samuel appeared,
那扫罗就自己出主意了。
Saul was getting on with his own action.
他怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
他说，你们把燔祭和平安祭拿来，我来献祭。
He said, bring to me the burnt offering and the peace offering. I will offer up the offering myself.
那他为什么有这个胆量去献祭呢？
And where did he gain this courage to offer?
据他自己的解释
And he becomes the priest
according
to his own explanation.
他说大概是因为你撒母耳你来晚了，百姓也等不及了，他们都走掉了，那情况很危急。
And he thought himself Samuel was late in coming, and the people were scared, and that was his reason.
那我就怕，因为我没有祷告。
And I was scared because I did not pray.
他事实上是没有祷告。
And truly he did not pray.
说他说那打不如我献祭好。
And he said to himself, it's better that I offer.
这是他的解释。
That was his explanation.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们从这些解释的里面。
The processes from these explanations.
你看见，又看见肉体的活动。
Once again, you see the moving of the flesh.
头一件事是看环境。
The first is that it's looking at the environment.
环境是撒母耳七天没有来。
The environment is that Samuel did not come for 7 days.
百姓就走了。
And the people left.
剩下我跟一些不多的人。
And what remained was.Saw himself and just a small number of people.
这个局面我承担不起。
And this kind of condition I cannot bear.
如果我勉强下去的话，
And I could force myself to go on.
恐怕我一世的英名就丧在这里。
And my own name,
my own greatness,
greatness would get lost.
所以他就说我来献祭。
And so he said himself, I must offer up the offering myself.
第二个问题就来了。
The second problem comes.
什么叫做他去献祭？
What does it mean by Saul offering?
自己出主意。
And he was coming up this plan by himself.
这是一连串。
And these are continued.
肉体的活动就是这样的。
The work of the flesh is
先是看环境，后是出主意。
First look at the environment, then to plan for oneself.
他就出主意了。
And he had this plan for himself.
哎呀，我献祭啊。
And I offer up the offering.
啊，我献祭大概就可以解决问题。
If I offer, then I would solve my problem.
他是出这一个主意，有根据的。
And this idea that he came up with has explanation.
根据什么呢？
As a reason, what is that reason?
根据宗教的认识
，and according to religious knowledge.
你求神，神就祝福你吗
？If you ask God, He will bless you.
你有一些虔诚的动作，神就纪念你吗
？If you have some godly actions, then God will bless you.
那他就现在就来做一些宗教的热忱了。
And so he was doing some religious fervency.
他以为做了表现一下这个宗教的热忱，那神的祝福就来了。
He was thinking if he manifests his religious fervency, then God will come among him.
哪里晓得这样的一个主意？
Unbeknownst to him, this idea that he had
引出第三个问题。
Brought out the third problem.
背弃神的律法。
Is to go against God's command.
我们都知道。
And you know.
献祭不是君王的事。
Offering the sacrifice is not the duty of the king.
也不是普通人的事。
And it's not just any person's matter.
也不是普通的利未人的事。
And it's not just any matter for any of the Levites.
乃是亚伦的子孙的事。
But it's for the sons of Aaron.
除了亚伦的子孙，没有一个人可以做献祭的事。
Other than Aaron's son, nobody else can offer up the sacrifice.
在律法的底下就是这样明确的定规了。
Under the law, this is how clear it was set up.
现在扫罗自己来献祭。
And now Saul was offering the sacrifice himself.
这不是违背了律法？
Isn't this rebelling against
the law? 用什么你看到？
Verse 63.
那肉体的活动，
the work of the flesh.
从看环境到出主意，
from looking at the environment and then coming up with his own idea.
从出主意到违背律法，
from his own idea to rebelling against the law.
肉体的活动就是这样一连串的。接着出来的
The work of the flesh is like that. Continuously it manifests itself.
肉体的活动有许多方面。
And there are many facets to the work of the flesh.
但是总是这个原则。
But this is the same principle.
先看重自己。
First to look highly on myself.
然后看环境。
Then to look at the environment.
然后出主意。
And then to come up with his own idea.
然后就不惜又一做一些行动违背神的律法。
And then to do something that is rebelling against God and his law.
哎，所以罗马书说肉体是不服神的律法也是不能服。
Therefore, the book of Romans tells us that the flesh cannot submit to the law.
And cannot.
And it cannot submit.
我们感谢神
We thank God
神借着扫罗的事情给我们看见什么叫做肉体
And through the matter of Saul God let us see what is called flesh
我们常常说我们的肉体很可憎
We always say that our flesh indeed is pitiful.
但是什么是肉体？
But what is flesh?
我们有些时候只有肉体这个概念。
Sometimes we just have the impression of the flesh.
Concept.
The concept of the flesh.
但是却不知道肉体究竟是什么。
But we do not know what flesh really is.
那现在我们看见这一个肉体做王的扫罗。
Now we see Saul who's the king with the work of the flesh.
光是在十三章就给我们看见好多样。
And just in chapter 13, you see a lot of about that.
一举一动都是肉体。
Each action he had was of the flesh.
你看见扫罗，你就看见肉体。
If you see Saul, you see the work of the flesh.
雅各是那个肉体是很强烈的。
And Jacob had strong moving of the flesh.
但是雅各的花样没有扫罗多。
But Jacob did not have so many different acts or tricks.
你看雅各可以看见肉体。
If you see Jacob, you can see the flesh.
但是看见肉体的长相的那一边。
And you see the strong side of the flesh.
但是你看扫罗是看见肉体的花样。
When you see Saul, you see all the tricks of the flesh.
那么我们看到扫罗在这样的显出肉体的光景。
When we see Saul manifesting the flesh and under this condition,
我们就知道
we can see
为什么神让撒母耳来晚了一点点。
Why God permit Samuel to be late?
我们有理由相信
and we have reasons to believe
神要再做一次是给扫罗一个考验。
God wants to test Saul in this matter.
究竟你做王了。
In effect, now you are king.
你还尊重不尊重神？
Do you still respect God?
还是觉得你做王了，你就连神都可以不要？
Or do you feel that now you are king, you could do without God?
你就是命令了。
And you could set the command yourself.
神的吩咐你可以不必管了。
You do not need to think about God's command or His.
那我个人觉非常有理由相信，这是神给扫罗的一个考验。
And we have a reason to believe that this is the test God gave to Saul.
为什么？
Why is it?
你注意这。
Pay attention to this.
当撒母耳一到。
When Samuel came.
Samuel 说你做什么事啊？
Samuel asked Saul, what is this that you've done?
扫罗就在那里解释。
And Saul was explaining to Samuel.
扫罗解释完。
After he finished explaining.
撒母耳马上就宣告一件事。
Samuel immediately proclaimed one thing.
你的王位不长久。
Your kingdom shall not endure.
耶和华已经寻着一个合他心意的人。
The Lord has sought for himself a man after.
你留意那个已经这个词啊，这个副词啊。
And look,
这个形容词。
And look at this adjective. That adjective is sought out already.
你就知道这个事情不是当时发生的。
And you know that this is not.Happening at that time.
那什么时候发生？
And when would that happen?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
但是一定是在撒母耳宣告这个事实以前发生的。
But definitely happened before Samuel proclaimed this thing.
那究竟是什么时候呢？
And so what was the actual time?
现在我们就回头来问了。
And now we must go back and ask.
为什么撒母耳叫他等七天？
Why did Samuel ask Saul to wait 7 days?
那么紧急的军情，不马上去，还要等七天？
And they were in this great crisis, and why did he wait so long to come?
虽然圣经里头没有这样记录，
even though the Bible did not record like that,
但是我相信是神让撒母耳这样做安排。
But I believe that God permitted.
Samuel to have this arrangement.
用七天的时间来考验扫罗。
To use 7 days to test Saul.
神就在这七天的当中跟撒母耳说。
And in these 7 days, God told Samuel.
扫罗如果在这一个考验的里面能过来。
If Saul can pass this test,
他可以平平安安地做完他的王。
And he can peacefully finish his reign as king.
虽然他不是我起初的拣选。
Even though I did not choose him originally.
不过我既然允准了他。
But I permitted him.
我是不会后悔。
I will not regret.
但是他必须要经得起考验。
But he must pass the test that I have.
他经得起考验的话，他可以继续的做王。
And if he could stand up to the test, he can continue to be king.
如果他不能经过这个考验
，If he cannot stand up to my test,
撒母耳
，Samuel，
我让你晓得
，I want you to know，
我已经找到一个合我心意的人。
I have sought out for myself a man after my
heart. 我要立刻做他百我百姓的君。
And I will appoint him as ruler over my people.
弟兄姊妹们，这话。不是当时神给撒母耳启示
but because these words are not given to God from given to Samuel at that very moment.
我们有理由相信，是在那七天里边的某一个时候，神跟他说的。
I have reason to believe that God told Samuel these things during the 7 days.
我们读神的话要读得细。
If we read God's word, we must look in detail.
你来注意这一点。
You must pay attention to that.
刚才没提的。
I did not mention this.
那是关乎扫罗的。
It's related to Saul.
13节。
Verse 13.
撒母耳对扫罗说：“你做了糊涂事了。”
Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly."
没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。
You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God.
若遵守。
If you have kept the commandment.
耶和华必在以色列中建立你的王位，直到永远。
The Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话不是随便说出来的。
Verses these are not just haphazard words.
当神允许扫罗做王的时候
，When God permitted Saul to be king,
在神那一方面，神有恩典可以叫扫罗。转过来的。
On God's standpoint, God has grace to turn Saul around.
但是问题不在神。
But the problem doesn't lie in God.
全在扫罗。
It's all in Saul.
他转得过来。
If he could turn around,
神可以把那个允许转变成为神的安排。
And God can turn that promise.Into his own arrangement.
当然，也许弟兄姊妹们，你会说，神老早就知道他不能通过这个考试。
So、you might say that God had knew long time ago that Saul cannot pass this test.
虽然神知道他通不过这个考试
，Even though God knew that Samuel that Saul cannot pass this test.
但是神没有因为知道他通不过这个考试，就扣留那个恩典，不让他去支取。
But just by knowing that God did not hold back His grace upon Saul,
这是神
This is God.
神还是让扫罗去支取
And God still let Saul partake.
但扫罗不去支取，那责任不在神，是扫罗自己。
But Saul did not appropriate for himself. The problem is not in God, but Saul himself.
那所以当在这个考验的过程的里边，神看见扫罗。不及格了。
And so, in this process of this test,
是 fail 一定。
We saw that Saul failed.
所以他才对撒母耳说，扫罗不行。
And therefore, God told Samuel, Saul cannot be king anymore.
为了我的百姓
，for the sake of my people,
我已经找到这个合我心意的人。来代替扫罗。
I've already thought out for myself a man after my own heart.
那弟兄姊妹们
，So, brothers and sisters,
我们看这一段的历史。
When we see this history,
你若是光是看事实的话，那我们只知道一个事实。
If we just look at the facts, then there's only one fact we'll find out.
但是你读到历史的里面去的时候，
But if you look into the history，
你就看到了肉体的表现和神做工的法则。
You could see the work of the flesh and the principle of God's work。
我们在神面前实在要低头敬拜。
And we need to bow down before God。
人虽然是愚昧，
Even though man can be foolish，
神仍旧是有恩典。
God still is gracious。
但是愚昧的人不会知取恩典。
But the foolish man can does not partake of grace。
那神也不勉强人一定要得着他的恩典。
And God does not force man to accept his grace。
神就废弃那一个人。
And God just rejects that person。
然后另外兴起人来代替那个人的地位和知识。
And he will raise another person to substitute for that person and to substitute for his ministry。
那我们看这些事情，不仅是在扫罗身上是这样。
When we see this, it's not just upon the person of Saul。
在圣经里面有好些这样的例子。
In scriptures, we can find many examples。
那比方说
，For example，
我们最熟悉、比较熟悉的。
And we are all familiar with this。
那是卖主的犹大。
Judas who sold the Lord。
主把他特意的拣选放在自己的身边。
And the Lord has chosen him to put him aside, put him beside him。
这一份恩典是很大很大的。
And this is a very big grace。
虽然和主明明知道犹大他不会悔改。
The Lord knew already that Judas Iscariot would not repent。
但是我们的主还是给他有这样大的一个恩。
But the Lord still gave him the great grace。
但是他自己既然要放弃。
But he was to lose it all by himself。
那神就另外拣选人。
Therefore God chose another one。
兴起人来代替他。
And God raised up another to replace him。
那我们读十二使徒的时候，原来应该是有这个犹大的名字，但是没有了。
You know, Judas might be under the name of the 12 apostles, but now he's no longer there.
我们看见是马提亚替进去了。
And we saw how Matthias was substituted into.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是神做工的一个法则。
This is the principle of God's work。
当他向人打开恩典的门的时候，
When God opened up the door of grace to men，
我们可以毫无保留地去支取。
And we could partake of it without holding back anything。
但是我们若是拒绝神的恩典和怜悯，
But if we are to refuse God's grace and His mercy，
那神就不勉强我们一定要留在那个地位。
And God will not force us to be in that position。
他就兴起另外的一些人来代替。
Raise up some other people to substitute。
那好，那当撒母耳宣告了这一件大事以后
，After Samuel announced this great thing，
我们又来看肉体的表现。
And we once again see the manifestation of the flesh。
那扫罗听见了是怎么了？
What happened when Saul heard of this?
他悲哀不悲哀？
Was he saddened?
你们要看见他悲哀。
You did not see that he was oppressed.
他好像也没有放在心上。
Seemed like he did not put it into heart.
撒母耳宣告了这个事情。
After Samuel proclaimed this matter,
他就离开基甲，到了另外一个前线。
He left Gilgal to another front.
那个神圣就是约拿丹所在的地方。
And he went to the place where Jonathan was。
约拿丹他带着他那些军队是一直驻守在便雅悯的基比亚。
And Jonathan with his troops was stationed at Gibeah of Benjamin。
那弟兄姊妹你看看，这里头又有故事了。
But this is, here is another story。
那原来扫罗就住房在密莫。
Originally, Saul was at settled at Michmash。
约拿丹是住房在基比亚。
And Jonathan was settled at Gibeah。
非利士人来了。
The Philistine came。
扫罗就退到约旦河边河边了。
And Saul flee to Jordan.
但是约拿丹却坚守他的岗位。
But Jonathan was firmly stationed at where he was.
用什么你就看到
？Verses you can see.
一个活在肉体里边的人
，someone who's living under the flesh，
他没有办法守在神要他站的位置上。
There's no way for him to stand on the position which God wants him to。
那么，撒母耳宣告了这个事情，就到了约拿丹那里去。
When Samuel proclaimed this matter, he went to Jonathan。
那扫罗怎么样
？What did Saul do？
我们留意扫罗的反应。
And we notice the reaction of Saul.
扫罗就数点跟随跟随他的又有600人。
And Saul numbered the people who were present with him about 600 men.
那他就会合了约拿丹。
And he met up with Jonathan.
就上到便雅悯的另外一个地方。
And he went to another place in Benjamin.
撒母有没有悲哀？
Was Saul saddened by what he heard?
没有。
He wasn't sad.
他好像并不把神借着撒母耳那个宣告放在心上。
And since he did not put into heart what God had spoken through Samuel.
他就这样就走了。
And just like that, he left.
跟随他的2000人加上约拿丹的那些只剩下600人，那个环境的确是很不顺利。
The 2000 who was following him in addition to the man with Jonathan, it seemed like the condition they were facing was not that easy.
他会想这样的王做不做也就罢了。
And he must be thinking and, whether I'm a king is not important anymore.
但他们要这样想。
But he did not think like that.
撒母耳说神不要你做王了，他也不觉得有什么了不起。
Even after Samuel told him he's not to be king anymore, he did not put that into heart.
他根本就没有放在心上。
He never did put that matter into heart.
又说这是什么
？And verses, what does this tell us?
这是肉体。
Huh?
这是肉体。
This is the flesh.
又一个表现。
Another manifestation of
flesh. 根本就不理会神的事。
He did not have any reaction to God.
我做我的。
And I can do my own thing.
神怎么说是神他的是他的事。
Whatever God said is his own matter.
我只管我的事。
I only care about my own matter.
这就是扫罗。
This is Saul.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们真需要主怜悯我们。
Indeed, we need the grace of God.
叫我们看见什么叫做肉体。
Let us see what is flesh.
扫罗就是一个肉体的标本。
And Saul is the epitome of flesh.
他做王做了两年。
He was king for 2 years.
在起初的时候，的确是给以色列带来一点好处。
At the beginning, he did bring some goodness.
但是两年下来。
But after 2 years,
13章真是有意思。
Chapter 13.It's meaningful.
开头就说到他怎样高举自己。
At the beginning, he tells us how he exalted himself.
末了就说到他是怎样的糟糕。
At the end, he tells us how foolish he became.
糟糕到一个什么的程度
？And how was condition? What that condition was?
整个以色列里边
，in whole Israel,
称为军队的，却不是每一个人都有武器。
And to be a troop of the army, not everyone has weapons.
不仅是没有足够的武器。
Not only did they lack weapons.
连打铁的人都没有。
Even the blacksmith could not be found.
因为都给非利士人辖制住。
Because they were all oppressed by the Philistines.
他们只有种地的一些金属的器具。
And they only have.Some plow chairs that they use for the land.
他们只有一些锉子来磨磨那些器具。
And they only have the
sharpen
some file. Only have people to sharpen the what they have.
你看，整个国家落到这样的一个光景。
And you see, this is how it all became.
这就是扫罗的正直。
This is the result of Saul.
弟兄姊妹们看到。
肉
体不出头，
if the flesh
神的祝福可以显出来，
God's blessing can be manifested.
肉体一出头，
and once the flesh show itself,
一切都落下去，
everything would come down.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们看现在从十三章开始。
From chapter 13 on,
我们一面看扫罗的历史，
on one hand we see the history of Saul.
我们一面看扫罗所表现的肉体，
on the other hand we see the flesh that Saul represented.
因为在扫罗身上，我们看一直看下去，就看见肉体作王的光景。
Because if you look on, we see in Saul.How he was a king with a flesh in his mind.
肉体作王的事实在神面前永远不蒙纪念。
When the flesh is reigning as king, it will not be remembered by God.
那所以必须神要另外找一个合他心意的人。
Therefore, God must seek for himself, sought for himself.
所以以后我们看见这个合他心意的人是指着大卫。
We know that this man refers to David.
那大卫当然也是瞒了许多的失败。
Even though David has a lot of failures.
但是大卫却是活在另外一个原则。
But David was living under another principle.
那个原则是生命。
That principle is life.
所以看见大卫是在生命的原则活在神的面前。
So when you see David living under the principle of life.
是一个生命作王的标本。
Is the representation of the symbol of life reigning as king.
生命作王不等于说那个人没有失败。
Being a king who's guided by life does not mean that he has no defeat.
他还是有。
And he has failures and defeat.
但是他却是活在生命的光中。
But he was living under the light of life.
该悔改就悔改。
When it's time to repent, he repented.
该等候就等候。
If he wants to wait, he would wait.
该仰望就仰望。
If he were to seek after or look to, then he would do that.
不看自己的失败。
Do not look on his failure.
也不看自己的得胜。
He does not look on his overcoming.
单一的看那一位赐生命的主。
And just to look upon.The Lord who gives life.
活在生命的光景。
And to live under the condition of life.
那大卫合神心意，因为他是在生命中作王。
And David was after God's heart because he was a king reigning with life.
那生命作王那是新约的事。
Life being the king is a New Testament matter.
但是大卫却是在生命作王的原则的里头。
But David was in the principle of life.Reigning as king.
他是这样的活在神的面前。
And this is how he lived.
那我们抓牢这两个方向。
And now we look at these two directions.
因为不久大卫就出现了。
Because not long after David would appear.
大卫跟扫罗就常常在一起。
And David always was with Saul.
我们一面看见当时的历史。
On one hand we see history at that time.
我们也一面看见生命和肉体的。那个征战。
And we also see the struggle between life and flesh.
那我们求主给我们有这样明亮的眼睛来看到历史里边的那个属灵的事实。
May the Lord give us an enlightened eye to see the facts that took place in history.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹交通到这里。
And tonight I'd like to stop here.
我们请一两位带我们一边祷告。
Yeah, a couple of us, this is a great prayer.